From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Wynn. On Saturday, dozens of cities across the country and globe hosted women's marches as a rally to stand up against many of President Donald Trump's positions. In Mid-Missouri, Columbia hosted its own, called the Mid-Missouri Solidarity March. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
At least 3,000 people showed up at the Courthouse Plaza, according to some estimates, to march their way through downtown Columbia. Many marchers wore pink and carried signs calling for women's rights, keeping the Affordable Care Act, recognizing climate change, and the ousting of President Trump. 27-year-old Liz Simmons says she hopes people start to think about how they can implement change.
I am marching because I don't agree with what's happening. I am marching for all the strong, fierce women in my family who can't be here with me today. I am marching to say, you know, things have to change, and they're only going to change if we do something about it.
Some hecklers taunted marchers from the rooftop bar at Harpo's, but confrontations overall were minimal. 35-year-old Rebecca Shaw says she hopes the marches continue a movement.
We want to make a difference on state level and federal level, and it's all about fighting the proposals to take away rights we fought for hundreds of years.
The march was sponsored by 24 organizations. Originally, it was scheduled to end at Stevens College, but organizers changed the destination to the Courthouse Plaza to accommodate the larger-than-expected participation numbers. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Supporters of a right-to-work measure to ban mandatory union dues in Missouri are challenging ballot proposals that would undermine that policy. The National Right to Work Foundation announced today it's helping three workers sue against ballot initiatives that would ask voters to amend the Constitution to ensure union negotiating rights. The lawsuits come as the Republican-led legislature is moving quickly to send a right-to-work bill to Republican Governor Eric Reitens. The new governor supports right-to-work. Missouri AFL-CIO President Mike Lewis, in anticipation of such a bill passing, filed several versions of ballot proposals to reverse those policies. Opponents argue in the lawsuit that ballot summaries written under former Democratic Secretary of State Jason Kander are too vague and misleading. Summaries are meant to help voters understand ballot initiatives. Some charter schools in St. Louis are starting to worry that their increased popularity is making it difficult for them to stay accessible to low-income students. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports three charter schools are all working on creating income integration programs specifically for charter schools. The Missouri Charter Public School Association is helping draft a bill that would allow charter schools to set aside a percentage of enrollment spots specifically for low-income students. Officials at two of the schools say because of neighborhood construction and growing academic success, more affluent white families are enrolling their children while low-income minority students are being edged out. Officials say those charter schools were always intended to be diverse alternatives to St. Louis public schools. Jordan Wynn, KBIA News, Columbia.